Welcome to the Chicago Camps Podcast, brought to you in partnership with Simplecast. Publish your podcasts the easy way at simplecast.fm. Today, we're speaking with Jonathan Ozerin, a Prototype Camp first-time presenter. Jonathan is presenting on The Tale of a Wireless Dog Collar, building a hardware product with a globally dispersed team to share how he's managed to prototype hardware and software for dog collars with a global team. Jonathan is a VP of product at Zest Health in Chicago. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, Ross.
How are you?
Good.
Excellent. Well, hey, thanks for joining us at Prototype Camp. We're really excited that you're going to be on board and presenting to people. Can you help us out and tell everybody where you work and what you do there?
Absolutely. I would love to. I have a couple things that I spend my time on. First and foremost, for Prototype Camp purposes, I'm technical director and co-founder at a company called Woof. You'll hear about Woof here in a couple minutes. Formerly Redogulous Labs. I also spend my time here in Chicago as VP product here at Zest Health. It's a mobile health group focused on reinventing the healthcare consumer experience.
That sounds pretty interesting, and I think we're really interested in hearing about Woof because of your presentation. It's called The Tale of the Wireless Dog Collar, Building a Hardware Product with a Globally Dispersed Team. So who do you think the ideal audience is for this, and who do you think is going to want to see it?
You know, it's funny. We started on this project and product just for our mutual love of dogs, and then realized we could bring software and hardware innovation together as a larger team. So some of the things I want to share with the group at Prototype Camp, those who are working on side projects, hobbyists trying to bring something that they care about into the world, thinking about hardware, what that means for them. Those are the types of conversations and folks in the audience that I'd really like to cater to. And then, you know, more specifically, those who are trying to do things across the world. You know, a lot of our team members were scattered at one point across different continents, different time zones, and would love to share our insights and thoughts on how to be successful there.
That's awesome. And I think it really ties in nicely to what we do at Prototype Camp. Last year, we had Mari Longrath of Foiled Cupcakes talking about how she went from local to national delivery and how she could package her cupcakes and ship them out and how she prototyped that experience. And we had Max Temkin come in. He is the person behind Cards Against Humanity, talking about how they prototype some of their games. So to me, this is one of those sort of learning outside of where we're all comfortable and people can apply it. Is that also what you're going for?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, part of the challenges of building a hardware software product primarily for dogs and not knowing necessarily how to fabricate the actual hardware, what 3D printing means, how to assemble a bill of materials and incur those costs logically when you're prototyping, that's all beyond even just the software phase. So I'd love to share some of those stories, things that we've learned around Bluetooth and integrating with third-party SDKs that may not be as quick to catch up on their versions that you might like when the new iOS version hits. And then, you know, again, focusing on that team collaboration and how to be effective, you know, in our case, before we had even been in the same room together. And so we have some interesting stories there.
That's outstanding. To some degree, Prototype Camp and Chicago Camps is something, I don't want to say an experiment, because we certainly are definitely trying to bring low-cost, high-quality events to Chicago, but we keep learning as we go. One of the things that I've learned, and something I picked up from Nolan Bushnell, who was the founder of Atari, is that these outside projects, as you experiment and prototype and move through them, really dramatically impact your ability to do your day job. Are you finding that that's happening to you as well? And I mean in a positive way, not like you don't sleep or anything, but more like you're learning.
Absolutely. The lessons that you can take as parallels just continue to surprise me. You know, something I take day to day, you know, working on a product for dogs, then I get, you know, natural questioning. What does that mean? How are you doing it? Well, what if you can do it over here in this other industry? And really those applications and thinking differently is what's really powerful about it. Not to mention just the relationships you're able to build, not just with your team members, but those who are outside in the community.
That's awesome. And I really appreciate that and that perspective coming into it. So what do you think are a couple of big takeaways people can expect to learn from your session if we haven't already kind of lifted that veil?
Sure. So, you know, ultimately we've rebranded from Redogulous Labs to Woof. So I have a few things I'd like to share as takeaways from a slide deck and branding and messaging perspective once you get to that point. But really the core, you know, the crux of my conversations, I think, will focus on that software and hardware iteration and how you can kind of unify those two together. And really thinking about more of those technical challenges and how you can move quicker and really just identify how to solve some of these really unknown problems till you're in the thick of it.
Excellent. What do you hope to take away from Prototype Camp?
That's a fantastic question. I absolutely love the Chicago community, participate wherever I can. I also teach mobile app prototyping at Northwestern, and I'm just amazed by some of the interesting innovation that I get presented with. One of my students actually was working on a Scantron device with his iPad to eliminate the need for very costly hardware to scan all the Scantron tests in high school settings. I would never think someone's working on that, and that's what I'm hoping from Prototype Camp. Well, who are those makers and who are those builders looking to take, whether it's hardware or software or both, and really bring those out into the world and to the economy and to the market. Meeting those folks, hearing their stories, understanding the other side of Chicago, and then really thinking about research. Part of our challenge at WOOF is thinking about the families, the dog owners. You know, the dog is part of the family. So I want to hear about how they're validating their ideas, how they're getting in the hands of folks with their prototypes, and what they're doing as they go from iteration to iteration.
That's outstanding, and we think that you'll find a bunch of that, and we are so excited that you're bringing this perspective to Prototype Camp. This is one of those presentations that, you know, all of our presentations we think are fantastic. We've got a really excellent schedule. However, bringing the ability to talk about an outside perspective and to learn about someone's passion project and what that impact has been is really exciting for us. So I hope you understand that we are genuinely deeply excited to have you on board, and thanks for joining us on September 13th.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for listening to the Chicago Camps podcast, brought to you in partnership with Simplecast. Publish your podcasts the easy way at simplecast.fm. And don't forget to register for Prototype Camp at prototypecamp.com.